Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your patience. We've now concluded the decision on the application currently before us at Mallett Street. And I believe I can announce the panel's decision. If you can put it up on the screen, please. The Inner West Local Planning Panel, exercising the functions of the Council as a consent authority pursuant to Section 4.55 of the Environmental Planning Assessment Act 1979, approved the application number 2015-00378.04 to modify the determination 2015-00378 to continue the extending trading hours for the restaurant between 6 a.m. for the restaurant on the property and the hours of operation for the Caravan Cafe, subject to the conditions in the following changes in the officer's report. Condition 2 Romans 1 shall be amended to read: the Inner West Council, not Marrickville Council. In condition 14 Romans 2 shall be amended to read: for a period of not more than 2 years from the date of this modified consent, the opening hours of the restaurant are to be restricted between the hours of 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday to Thursday, 6 a.m. to 12 midnight Friday and Saturdays, and 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sundays and public holidays. The opening hours of the Caravan Cafe are restricted to between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. daily, including public holidays. During this 2-year trial period, no outdoor activities of the restaurant are permitted prior to 7 a.m. or beyond 10 p.m. In accordance with the criteria prescribed by the addendum, acoustic report prepared by Acoustic Consulting Engineers dated 9th of November 2015 regarding the closure of windows and doors to the restaurant and the use of the lawn area, outdoor pergola areas and covered deck. We also, the panel adds the following conditions. 2 in Romans 3, a contact number and name is to be clearly displayed at the front of the premises, Mallett Street, to contact the manager slash licensee of the venue. Any incidents slash complaints are to be included in an incident slash complaint register to be available to council for inspection on request, and include actions taken to address any incident slash complaint. And then we'll also add condition 2 Romans 4. Condition 2 Romans 3 and 14 Romans 2 are to be included in an amended plan of management and a copy submitted to council within 30 days of the modified consent being issued. And the reasons for the decisions is the residential amenity is to be reasonably maintained. Thank you. That concludes the panel's decision on that matter. And we now move... Oh, we should vote. We did vote in the anteroom. Have I gotten unanimous?
Unanimous.
Yes. Thank you. It's a unanimous vote.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving to the next item, it's DA 2019-00198, 25 Palace Street, Petersham, and it's to carry out first floor additions and alterations to a dwelling house to extend the bedroom. Now, I don't think we've got... I beg your pardon?
Sorry.
I don't think we've got anybody to speak on that one.
No, you
can't. No, we don't. Now, the panel has considered the report and the conditions, and we have observed where the extension is proposed, and it also shows on the plans it's the extension of an upper rear bedroom by a reasonably small amount, and overall the panel believes it's worthy of approval. Can I have the recommendation up? I can say that the panel supports the findings contained in the assessment report and endorses the reasons for approval contained in that report. And I'll read the approval. Capital A, the applicants made written requests pursuant to clause 4.6 of the Marrickville Local Environmental Plan 2011. After considering the request and assuming the concurrence of the secretary, the panel is satisfied that compliance with the standard is unnecessary in the circumstances of the case and that there are sufficient environmental grounds to support the variation. The proposed development will be in the public interest because the exceedance is not inconsistent with the objectives of the standard and of the zone in which development is to be carried out. And capital B, that the Inner West Local Planning Panel, exercising the functions of the council as the consent authority, pursuant to section 4.16 of the Environmental Planning and Assessment Act 1979, grants consent to development application DA 2019-00198 to carry out first floor alterations and additions to a dwelling house to extend a bedroom at 25 Palace Street, Petersham, subject to the conditions listed in attachment A to this consent. That concludes that matter, and we now...
All those in favour?
Yes.
Thank you. That's unanimous also. Moving to the next item. Which is D/2019/268, Callan Park, Rozelle Hospital, Glover Street, Rozelle. A classic music event, Classics at Callan Park, is the name of the event, proposed for up to 1,000 people within the grounds of Callan Park, to occur on Saturday the 23rd of November 2019, between the hours 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. with a bump in at 10 a.m. and a bump out at 10 p.m. Now, the panel has considered the report.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, and we do have a speaker for this matter. It's Michael Daly. Is Mr. Daly here? If you'd come forward to the microphone, please. Do you know to press the button? Good.
Yep.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, panel members. I'm the event manager of the event. I'm really just here to answer any questions that the panel might have.
No. Any questions? No.
You've run this event before, Mr. Daly?
Yes, the council has. Yeah. So it's been run over the last 10 years.
How many did you get last year?
It runs every second year, and yes, it was about 500 people.
500 people, but you're expecting 1,000 this
year? Yeah, we've relocated it. So previously it was the back of the Kirkbride building on the balcony space, but we've moved it to the front lawn, and we're anticipating a larger audience because of that.
Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. All right, the panel has considered the report, and I believe we can go to a decision on this one.
Yes.
Can you put up the approval? Thank you. The panel supports the findings contained in the assessment report and endorses the reasons for approval contained in that report. That being that the Inner West Local Planning Panel, exercising the functions of the Council as the consent authority pursuant to Section 4.16 of the Environmental Planning and Assessment Act 1979, grant consent to development application D/2019/268 for a classical music event for up to 1,000 people within the grounds of Callan Park to occur on Saturday the 23rd of November 2019 between the hours of 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. with bump in at 10 a.m. and bump out at 10 p.m. subject to the conditions listed in attachment A below. Now, can I just ask the panel, is that correct? It's saying between the hours of 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. but we're allowing the bump in at 10 a.m. until 10 p.m.
Yes.
Thank you.
You need to set up.
Yes, thank you. That's for the setup period. And the reason for the panel's decision is that this is a short-term event and it's a beneficial community use of Callan Park. The vote in this, I take it, is again unanimous?
Yes.
Thank you. We'll proceed to the next item. DA 2018-00498 for 391 Illawarra Road, Marrickville. And it is a proposal to demolish part of the premises and carry out alterations and additions to erect a Part 4 and Part 5 storey shop-top housing development with ground floor commercial and 5 residential units above the basement. Now, I think I do have speakers for this one. I have a Mr. Con Francis, a Caroline Antoine, and a Gary Chapman. Are they present? Would Mr. Francis like to come to the microphone first? Thank you, Mr. Francis. Press the microphone button. Thank you.
Regarding this development, now we are the owners of the next door 393 and in 395 Illawarra Road, Marrickville.
Mm-hmm.
The properties, the three properties at one stage were built by the same owner and they were set boundary walls. However, the boundary wall of 391, there is no boundary wall, they're actually encroaching onto our property approximately 100 millimetres. Now, from the plans we have so far, it shows that their plan is to attach columns onto the current party wall, which belongs to 393, and these columns are also encroaching approximately 100 millimetres into our boundary, according to the survey report that was done. Now, that would not be acceptable by us because we want to separate the boundaries. So we won't have any future problems with the property next door or future disputes. If anything's going to be done, it has to be done within the boundaries, a new wall, new columns, etc. Number two, there is a problem with the side effect, overshadowing. There is a report done West Council report, which is somewhat false, because as you've been there today, you saw the rear area is shining with sunshine, natural sunshine. There is no overshadowing by any buildings in the area. The only overshadowing that will be in the future is by allowing a 70-metre wall to go next to that property. Mm-hmm. That takes away any sunlight, any solar, anything from the building. Currently, there is a light well where 393 is enjoying sunlight in the living areas, plus there is a veranda at the back where the people are sitting, having a cup of coffee in the morning or in the afternoon. That will all go. It will be in the dark from now until... I mean, we cannot put any sun back into the property once that wall goes up.
Mm-hmm.
The other problem is delivery of materials. while the building is going on. Now, Illawarra Road is very narrow at that point. It has pedestrian crossing, it has a middle aisle. Trucks, big trucks, concrete trucks cannot park there. Concrete trucks cannot fit in the rear line, which is not a line. Actually, it is a parcel of land belonging to someone, unknown ownership, cannot fit there. So the way I see it, the only way would be from Grove Street, which is parallel to our buildings. With all the happenings recently, cranes falling, materials falling from cranes, scaffolding falling, we cannot see it safe enough to allow any aerial lifting above our building into 391 Illawarra Road for the construction of that building.
All right. I'll just ask you at that point, the rear lane, we understand, is now in council's ownership.
It is in council's.
Yes.
I do know that. And I like to question another thing there. Why was it, before it became into council ownership, telegraph poles and aerial wires were installed in that parcel land? I think I have the right to ask, and who gave the authority to do so if that land was not owned by the council at that time?
Well, I can't answer that now. You'll need to ask the council that separately to us. But we understand it is now owned by the council.
Yes.
And it's recognised as if not a laneway, then an access that can be used by the properties at the rear.
Yes.
And a draft condition of this approval is that it be made into a proper road construction.
Yes, I know that. I've read that, and you know, I agree with it. It should have been a line. However. When I saw those light posts, particularly behind my property, with aerial wires going practically above my property, without my, informing the owners of the land there, that wasn't, we didn't take of that very well.
I can understand that, but obviously it's been done some time ago.
Yes, it was done. The ownership was not at the council ownership at the time.
Right. You haven't inquired of the council or the lighting authority?
I have asked. I called the people that installed, but I never got a call back regarding that fact.
All right. Is there anything else, Mr. Francis?
There was something else. Drainage. Next to our wall on the boundary, or next to our property on the boundary, we're going to have a 17-metre high wall, which will probably measure about 300 to 400 square metres directly on the boundary. Currently, we have a big problem with drainage because all the drainage of 391, 393 and 395 goes out through our property as the electricity and other facilities that go through our property into Grove Street. Now, with the drainage, it doesn't show how they supposed to drain that area without allowing that mess wall, the water running off that wall into our property. The water currently runs through this commercial area, flooding the commercial area, storm water from next door, and out through to Illawarra Road. It's going to be a big detrimental effect to our property by not having any drainage there.
Okay. I don't know if you've seen it, but we do have stormwater plans by an engineer.
It wasn't here, and it's not in this report, and it doesn't show. I mean, if you have a wall right on the boundary, where's the stormwater facilities going to go?
Well, we have the benefit of a drainage plan.
Yes.
And we have looked at it, and there's been draft conditions imposed also.
There is drainage along that wall?
Well, there's drainage of the property, yes, out to Illawarra Road. It's collected at the rear and brought
collected
through.
At the front and at the rear. There's no drainage on the adjoining wall to our property.
So you're worried about water running down the
side wall
and onto your...
Yes, you're going to have 200 square metres facing south.
Right.
Wind-driven wall is going to bring an enormous amount of water running down that wall into our property.
Okay, we'll have a look at that. All right, thank you. Any questions? No?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Francis. Now, next I have Carolyn Antoine.
I'm not Carolyn.
Is that?
Would I be able to speak?
Yes, what's your name?
And if Caroline's required.
Gary Chapman, Town
Planner.
Right, you're Gary Chapman, are you?
I am.
All right.
Is that okay?
Does Miss Antoine want to speak after you?
She may.
You're right. Okay, we'll hear from you first, Mr. Chapman. Now, you're a town planner, are you?
I am.
Okay.
I was the town planner for the applicant on this project, and thank you for the opportunity to address. We obviously support the recommendation for approval. This development application went through a couple of pre-DA meetings, working with the council. It's obviously a narrow site. To get a suitable development form on this site that joins a church on one side, the adjoining properties couldn't be obtained. Part of that process was actually retention of the facade and the first portion of the building, and then the upper level setback from that. In that, and it's an important point raised by the objector, in the retention of the existing building towards the front of the site, an existing wall that encroaches onto the boundary is not being changed. That wall retains, and any new works are wholly within the boundary of the subject site, and there's no reliance on party wall consent, and that's addressed by one of the conditions of consent. I can take it, you to it if required.
Mm-hmm.
The other matter, and I'll come to the other submission issues or raised by the neighbour in a minute, but the other matter that I'd like to address is the deferred commencement condition. You correctly acknowledged previously, or just earlier, sorry, that the rear lane is now a public road. That was part of the Government Gazette on Friday. I'd request that you consider that the deferred commencement condition is not imposed. That deferred commencement condition is about satisfactory evidence that you have legal rights. Well, it is now a public road acknowledged by council in the Government Gazette, so there is legal access to the rear of the site. The C and D of that deferred commencement condition, C is for swept paths or turning paths. They have been submitted to the council. The swept paths were actually drawn up on a courier van bigger than a 99 vehicle, and showed that vehicles can get in and out without affecting the power pole, which is at the northwest boundary. Mm-hmm. And the last is D, which is an amended landscaping plan. Yes, we can do an amended landscaping plan, but I request that becomes part of conditions prior to issue of a construction certificate. With the other matters regarding raised by the objector, there was the issue of the encroachment, which I spoke about. There's an issue of construction and how that's going to occur. Condition 16 of the recommendations is for a construction management plan. There's no objection to that. That needs to be done.
Yes. I'll allow you to continue.
Sorry,
I'll allow you to continue.
Oh, thank you.
The chime just went.
I did hear it.
Mr. Francis continue, so I'll let you too.
Construction management plan, condition 18. With regard to overshadowing, the development application is supported by shadow diagrams. It's showing that those windows which face the side boundary of the adjoining property at the first floor level and are currently overshadowed by the existing two-storey building on the subject site. The gap between the buildings, if you like, will be retained. Direct solar access midwinter is obtained, but light will be maintained as it is now. And finally, the stormwater plans, you correctly identified they've been submitted, the roof, its collection of roof water and to Illawarra Road.
Right. Now, what about Mr. Francis's concern about water coming down the wall? You know, that it's a large wall and that the three or four stories above his side boundary will send water down in a storm.
I would assume, and if I'm not correct, that the roof and will have upturned or parapets will be caught within the roof plane and collected, won't be directed to the side boundary or down side walls.
Right, but you can imagine a tall side wall. If the storm's coming from that direction, it gets water on it too. It's not just the roof, is it?
Well,
and
majority of the water, I would think, has been designed to be caught within the roof form.
Right. Okay. So that's your argument, is it?
Unless my architect can add any light on that.
Right. Okay. Right. Anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay. Questions from the panel?
It can't be eight. It's not determined.
All right.
Just the one point, which is really a civil matter about the, and you may wish to respond to it, the electricity, etc. Provision. But you would be aware of that because all works are done within your property boundaries. And it's a civil matter in terms of the supplies.
Correct, yes.
Mm.
Meaning it's a matter between parties and not a matter for the approval of the council or otherwise.
Exactly.
Mm. I'm just looking at the south elevation, which would be the wall that Mr. Francis is concerned about. And actually, because you've said that the multi-storey part of this development is contained entirely within the subject site as opposed to the older front section of the building.
Yes, correct.
So it looks as though there's five floors of wall there, which is, I suppose, what Mr. Francis is concerned about.
The current, that elevation showing retention of the building to the street, which is a two-storey,
the south elevation
about. The south elevation is showing, can you see where there's existing awning and facade on the left-hand, that is showing you the front portion of the building being retained.
Yep.
And then, yes, correct, five levels behind that, but there's already a two-storey building running through there. That's being demolished. So the new works above existing are three stories.
Yes, but if I read that elevation correctly, when you rebuild it, there'll be five stories.
It will, yes.
And yes. Mr. Francis is saying if you get a storm from the south, that wall will be collecting a lot of water and it'll be running down the side wall, and because it's on the boundary, it'll go onto his property. Can your architect shed some light on that? What's your name?
My name is Felipe Ayala, and I'm the architect.
I beg your pardon, what's your name?
Felipe.
Felipe. Felipe,
yes.
Who?
Hi.
Surname.
Ayala.
Ayala.
Yes.
And you are an architect, are you?
I'm the architect, yes.
All right. For these drawings?
Yes.
Okay. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you refer to, if you look at any of the floor plans, let's say the first floor plan.
Yes.
You can see that the gray wall shown there refers to the period building that is being retained.
I just find the first floor plan. Yes, I can see the first floor plan.
And that's, if you imagine that that continuous line horizontally, that's where the boundary is. So then if you refer to the new building that is shown in green, the four or five story wall that we are referring to is falling into our property.
Okay.
So all the water will be collected, if any, from walls. It will be collected in our property.
And if I go to your stormwater management plan, I can see on drawing 186703, number 3 of 6, there's a subsoil drain shown at the base, at the bottom of the retaining walls and the basement wall.
Yes, correct.
And when I look at the lower ground floor plan above that, it's on the same drawing.
Yes.
It seems to be showing those subsoil drainage plans are on the outside of the basement wall, as you might expect.
Yes.
So where's the boundary? It seems that that might be on the adjoining property. Will the basement wall be inside your property to the extent that you can put that subsoil drainage on the outside of it and still be in your land?
Yeah, it's still being in our land because that footprint of that basement is following the building above. So it's the same line that I was referring before. The only part that touches the boundary is the period building. None of the new works is built.
But you realise the new walls have got to be inside your property boundary,
yeah,
by the width necessary for the subsoil drain. You can't put that on Mr. Francis's land.
No, we are not.
Okay, it's just it's not clear from your stormwater plan.
Yeah, the stormwater plans are not clear. Sorry.
Panel Chair, the stormwater plan isn't showing you from where... So on the left-hand side of that drawing, it's showing you where the existing building is. That's the lighter line. And then it unfortunately hasn't then run the boundary through. Well, there's no intention, and that would be obviously not on, that drainage line would be on the adjoining property.
So you'd be happy if we put a condition on that says everything's got to be on your client's land?
Correct, yes.
All right, okay. Any other questions? No? Well, thank you. Now, did Caroline Antoine wish to speak now? Okay. Do we want to put the conditions before we make a decision? Okay. All right. We've been thinking about the issues that have been raised, and we have prepared some. Mr. Chapman, I don't think you better go away. We've been thinking about what we've been discussing, and we have prepared some draft conditions. Now, I'm not sure if the officer has a copy of them there to show you, or if you can just put them up on the screen. What do you think? Okay. Can you see them there? Is it possible for you to read them?
Yes, I can read.
Okay.
Yes.
Have a look at them. Officer, while he's reading that, do we know what is the banging that's going on underneath us on a regular basis? Is it a door shutting or something blowing in the wind? No, we don't. Okay. Thank you.
The only issue is with A, and that is that with the retention of the building, the current building to Illawarra Road, two-storey, that that building has an historical encroachment. So if that could read, the plans would be amended to show any new works wholly contained within the subject site, that's what's proposed.
Mm-hmm. What do you say, Mrs. Taylor?
Well, we don't see any reason why you can't now correct the historical encroachment.
We could, and that has been through a long sort of debate, in fact, months ago with the council, and there was pushback because it meant that existing ceilings and things of some period building retention would not be able to be retained. There's been a long history to the design and the retention of the building, including the front, majority of the front, including ceilings, I think an existing chimney, and all those things that hence it was left as it is, and there is an historical encroachment. Now, if that's not on the table and now we're talking about retention of a facade, then yes, the building, the encroachment could be rectified, but that wasn't the direction of this development application because of retention of the existing building to Illawarra Road.
Mrs. Taylor's saying, do you agree with condition 39 in that case?
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
What do you say about draft condition 11 then?
It's on the screen.
It's on the screen.
Well, only that if you take works as the new building works, there's no issue with that.
Right.
If we're not touching the building at the front and that's not works, then yes, correct. We're happy with that.
Okay.
That was the intent of the development. That any the new works would be obviously, within the subject site.
All right. Can I ask just on your plans? But the first floor is an existing unit that remains, and then we go to the second floor. I see. The roof of that existing unit 2 within the existing building.
Yes.
That's just the existing roof form and sheeting just comes in, does it? But when I go to cross-section on DA300C, that drawing, and it doesn't seem to say what cross-section it is, but you can see the existing structure.
Yes.
Of the which is in effect the ceiling of unit 02.
Yeah.
Green concrete slab shown above that. Is that intended? Deck
but the question
for
the
unit?
Do you need that?
Unit 3. It's shown as a balcony.
Yes, it is, yes.
And that appears to go across to the existing wall on Mr. Francis's property.
You are correct. That needs to be set back to not encroach that balcony.
Right. So how do you waterproof that? I wonder. See, that would be work on Mr. Francis's property, wouldn't it?
As it's currently drawn, it is.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. We'd accept a condition for an amended plan to set that back and show detail of waterproofing.
Right. But it still needs some negotiation with Mr. Francis, I would think.
Not if it's if we set it back off wholly within the subject site.
Right.
And I don't think it won't require, doesn't rely on the party wall, and set it back, as I just said, within the subject site, it won't require owner's consent.
Okay.
Because you can waterproof
that. Might be what do you think, Mrs. Taylor?
I think there should be an amended condition.
Right. Okay. Have you got
condition
one?
Stating that.
Yeah. Shall we adjourn to discuss it? Right.
Do you agree, Miriam? Any new works?
Any new works?
Yes.
So A could be amended for any new works, and then you could put in an extra one.
Hmm.
Take the out.
Any new
work?
Supporting documentation at construction certificate stage?
That's
it's in the deferred commencement. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need the deferred commencement anymore, though, do we? We've got the laneway. That's what they were saying.
Well, there are three other conditions in that deferred commencement consent. We said we wanted it, we might not want it.
We can make the landscape plan an operational condition.
Hmm. Now, look, with the deferred commencement conditions B, C and D regarding landscape plans and the swept path diagrams, council officers have seen those, have they? Sorry, I can't hear. You might have to use a microphone or something.
I don't think the engineers have reviewed the swept path diagrams in order to be satisfied of that condition at this point.
Okay, so it should stand.
Yeah.
All right.
And the landscape plans?
And the landscape plans similar?
Oh, landscape plans similar?
Yes.
All right.
And then B should remain too, shouldn't it?
B should remain too because you haven't seen the design of the building of the rear line yet, have you? No.
Sorry, can I ask when the swept paths for the were submitted to the council? When?
So I think we're heading towards keeping the deferred commencement condition.
Sounds like that.
Yes.
So then A can go into that one, A that we have on the screen?
Yes. Yes, more or less as we have it there, it would seem. Sorry, officer, do you want to speak?
That means we also have to modify condition 11 about the new works.
Yes, well, I think we'd still do that.
Yeah.
I agree. Are there any other conditions need amendment?
No.
All right.
No, but did they agree with the conditions?
I think we're waiting to hear. Did we hear when they were submitted?
Ah, oh, they submitted with the original development application.
Were they?
Yes.
And they haven't been assessed yet? No?
It asks for revised swept paths, so I'm assuming they weren't considered to be satisfactory.
Right. So did the engineers put it all on hold till the Gazette will happen or something?
I can't answer that question for you, but this asks for, this is based on the plans that they had.
Right.
And that's what they have assessed, and they've assessed that they need amended plans.
All right. Okay.
So can
Ms.
I just inquire with B. Are you asking this applicant to construct that rear lane?
It is asking for the specifications, I guess, in assumption with their adjoining their site and how that lane is going to be constructed.
Just a design.
It's a design, just so we understand, I guess, that access to that laneway is going to be adequate to facilitate vehicular access to the site.
I thought I did read it, that you're required to construct it.
No, it doesn't say construct. In order to utilise our own line,
I read it somewhere.
It needs to be designed. Sorry, isn't it where the vehicle access is?
Well, they'd at least have to contribute to it, wouldn't they? Because they've got to get there.
My reading of that condition isn't for construction, it's for design. At that where you're getting your vehicle like you would for a vehicle crossover from a public road into the site. So it's not a construction condition, it's a design condition showing the appropriate levels from the rear lane into the subject site.
Okay. All right. Okay. So are you happy with these draft conditions we've now prepared to amend those in the report? No objection? All right. Thank you. Do the panel members have any more questions?
Are we keeping A?
Yes, we're keeping A.
Replacing this A with
the... Yeah, the new A. I mean, yes.
There's a new A?
This one is the... We've deleted the deferred.
Yes, but are we still keeping that one?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Right. Are we in agreement?
So yes.
Really, it should be then replace condition A with the following and then the other state. Is that what you're
saying? Yes, well, we can say that. We're not replacing B, C and D. They remain.
But that doesn't say it.
Well, we can add that, I think. No trouble with that.
Delete the first line, then.
Amend A for the third commencement. As far as...
Delete the first line.
Yeah.
And the second line.
I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah. And
the third commencement condition A to read as follows.
Okay. Yeah.
We don't need it. Yeah, great.
Brackets A, yes.
Yep.
And yeah, take that out. And then after Illawarra Road, go to the next line, not part of A, so leave a space, and say retain deferred commencement conditions B, C and D. Okay. Is the panel happy with that?
Yes.
All right. Can I go to the recommendation then and announce a decision?
Yes.
All right. And then you can vote on it. So I'll announce the panel's decision. A, that the Inner West Local Planning Panel has the consent authority pursuant to section 4.16 of the Environmental Planning Assessment Act 1979, grant deferred development consent to development application number 2018-00498 to demolish part of the premises and carry out alterations and additions to erect a part 4 and part 5 storey shop top housing development with ground floor commercial and 5 residential units above basement services at 391 Illawarra Road, Marrickville, subject to the conditions listed in attachment A below, with the following changes. Amend deferred commencement condition in brackets A to read as follows. A in brackets, the quote, the plans are to be amended to show any new works being wholly contained within the subject site property boundaries, full stop. Supporting documentation is to be submitted to demonstrate how the development will preserve the adjacent wall, in brackets currently used as a party wall, close brackets, of 393 Illawarra Road, full stop. Next paragraph, retain deferred commencement conditions B, C and D. Next paragraph, add at the end of the deferred commencement condition after the words, inverted commas, 2 years, close inverted commas, the following, inverted commas, of the date of the issue of these conditions, close inverted commas, and following that, amend the following condition to read, number 11, works outside the property boundary. The development consent does not authorise any new works outside the property boundaries on adjoining lands. This includes retaining walls, concrete slabs and subsoil drainage works, full stop. And that concludes the panel's decision. All those in favour?
Aye.
Thank you. Its decision is unanimous. Now, going to the next item. There was going to be a break at some point, wasn't there? Yes. The panel's happy to continue?
Yes.
All right. The next one is DA 2019-00121 at 94 Illawarra Road, Marrickville. Proposal is to demolish part of the premises and carry out ground and first floor alterations and additions to the building and use the ground floor as an office and first floor as a dwelling. Now, we did visit the site, and it is an early corner shop, and opposite is the original Marrickville Town Hall, a grand old building that's been very well restored, apparently, by a local community group. Now, the panel has considered the matter.
We did have speakers, did we?
Yes.
My goodness. Thank you, panel, for keeping me up to date on this. We have Patricia Fernandez and Chris Christ and Christian Grenner. Now, I think we'll take Patricia Fernandez first. Is she present?
Yes.